stopped at Alma Road till I was 11 and moved to Beaumont, say, when it first opened in 38. And then I left at 13, actually, because being born on Christmas Day, I left sort of the end of the term in December. So I was still 13 and I started work on Boxing Day.
Yes, I wondered whether your name, Noel, signified
it
Christmas
was,
Day.
And I say in them days, I say 41, we was at war and father got me into engineering, which he was in engineering in Mercer's, and he got me in opposition firm, actually. He didn't want me to work at Mercer's. He got me elder brother to work there, but not me. But father went on to be supervisor at Mercer's and used to go out and visit all the liners, Empress of Britain and Queen Mary, Queen Elizabeth, checking the master clocks. So that was interesting. He was a very skilled man. He made his own grandfather clock, which me younger brother's got now, and made his own clocks at home as well. He made six smaller grandmother clocks, a bit smaller than the grandfather's, and they all went to America. And of course he was making locos as well off one of his locomotives, Molly, and then he was making a larger model, and he made the chassis for it and got that all working. And in the process he used to make his own patterns for it, and he cut one of his fingers and he cut a tendon. So that put a little stop to a bit of his engineering.
Yeah.
He never completed the engine because that was a big Highland Lassie, but that went to America as well.
Oh, right.
But he was a skilled engineer, father. Yeah, and the family were, because his brother was there and uncle. So
yeah,
it was a lovely firm. I mean, I'd love to have worked there. He took me round there as a boy, and of course they made clocks as well, and it was lovely to see the benches near the tick 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 of all the clocks ticking away. It was marvellous.
So where did he take you, sir?
I went to British Indicators, which made dial gauges, precision measuring instruments. So we used to finally work to a 10,000th of an inch.
And where were they located?
We was first located, you probably remember, the post office in Beaconsfield Road.
Yeah.
Now that was our factory during the war.
Yeah, oh right, yeah.
And we had all the machinery there and assembly and that. And then we moved to, it was Pickford Road, off Sutton Road, because the old man, as we always called him in them days, the governor, used to wear a bowler hat. And his son, he bought his son a factory down in Sutton Road called Gages.
Yeah.
And he had a firm built behind there. But unfortunately, he died just before it was completed. He did see that, but we moved again, that's right. But he was a nice chap, but very, very strict. Yeah.
So when you left Beaumont at this relatively early age, how easy did you find it to start working in a factory? I mean, did you have to? How much use were you when you first went?
Yeah, I was, because I used to help father in his workshop with the loco and that sort of thing. So I got into it quick, because I started making parts for dial gauges on little, what they call watch lathes, and things were different in them days. Everything was belt driven, and the watch lathes, you just had small motors, one motor with a shaft driving about three watch lathes. But to stop and start a watch lathe, you flick the belt on with your on and off the pulleys with your fingers. Very health and safety. And the times the ladies caught the hares in it was unbelievable. And sometimes you'd hear a big crack and the main belt of all the machines went. And you just, well, dived quick away. If you was anywhere near it, you'd move a bit quick, so you didn't get hit. But there was a lot of injuries.
So how many of the workforce were women as opposed to men?
There wasn't quite so many ladies, because they was mostly on assembling the dole gauges.
Yeah.
And on the watch lathes. So there was only three or four at the most, I think, when we was at Beatonsfield Road. When we moved, there was more, because they used to be on the machines making the pinions and that for the dole gauges and that.
Do you remember where the machinery was built? I mean, did it come from Northern England or other places like that? Or
Well, there was the Chesterfields and different ones, but mainly from the north. Yes, mainly from the north. I can't remember that many foreign machines. I finished up working on a Hardinge lathe, a turret lathe. I was on that about 17 years. So I did quite a lot of different things, you know, with what I made. With the measuring instruments, we used to make little ball gauges from 1/8 of an inch right up to a foot, measuring the bores. And I used to make these sets of mini checks, we called them, from 1/8 of an inch up to 1/2 inch, and I made them on my lathe. And I used to have to go right through the process of hardening, tempering them, and putting them together. And that was fascinating.
Did you ever have to get any certificates or qualifications
for
what you were doing?
No,
or was it all...
because when I first started, there was one or two. Well, I know there was one apprentice, which was 7 years, but I'm more or less done an apprenticeship that what I went through.